Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, it is. This is my favorite part of every single day. I get to spend it with you. How are you doing today? Can we really talk about this every week for an hour? Good heavens, it is one thing after another. You just wouldn't believe what the progressive left is now up to out on the left coast. I mean, you would believe it. You're Armed American Radio fans, and you would believe it. Hillary Clinton running her mouth, emboldening other progressive Democrats. And I'm going to cover that particular story that I'm referring to. I don't even want to tell you yet because I have something that I really want you to hear. I'm going to play it today, and I'm going to play it again on the Sunday Monster broadcast before I depart for SHOT Show out in Las Vegas. That's the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show that just drives the left crazy. That's where the gun industry gets together underneath the National Shooting Sports Foundation as the trade association head and meets for a week. It's where all of the new products are displayed. You have every manufacturer of every firearm and self-defense-related tool from around the world converges. Now, it used to be in Orlando. I used to love it when it was in Orlando. It was a whole lot closer to home, particularly when I lived in Tampa. But either way, they converge now in Las Vegas. And the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show is held about the same week every year, about the 18th to the 22nd in that ballpark. My kids hate it because my dog's birthday is on the 18th, and I'm always flying to Vegas, so I never get to spend any time with my dog on her birthday, if that matters to a dog. I don't know. We'll probably never know. Men have been trying to figure that out, and women have been trying to figure that out for thousands of years since there have been men and dogs. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk with you about prior to the departure for SHOT, and we'll be broadcasting from SHOT this program every day live from somewhere on the floor at the SHOT Show. But there is what I consider to be very important news today because we have a response from the head of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre, directly to President Obama. And it is a powerful message. It is about 8 minutes long, 8 minutes and 15 seconds, and I'm going to play it for you now. I want you to hear it in its entirety. And then we will get commentary on this and the other stories, the progressive movement out on the West Coast and what they're trying to do from the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. Take a listen to this from Wayne LaPierre. Response, finally, long overdue, from the National Rifle Association to Barack Obama.
Americans are growing more and more sick and tired of Barack Obama. They're sick of the sanctimony, the narcissistic celebrity, the dishonesty and growing number of failures. But more than anything, they have never feared for America's future like they do right now. 7 years ago, he set out to fundamentally transform our country. And when it comes to the runaway power of the executive branch over Congress, the courts, the people, and the rule of law, the president has laid waste to the America we remember. Now he has chosen what he misunderstands most about America, the Second Amendment, gun owners, and the NRA. Against the will of Congress and in defiance of our constitutional system, the president unilaterally decreed that anyone, any lawful citizen who sells, trades, or gifts even just one firearm might be vulnerable to arrest and charged with a felony.
We want to put everybody on notice that the definition of doing business, which means you have to register and it means you have to run a background check, is if you are making a profit and repeatedly selling guns, then you should have to follow the same rules as every other gun dealer. And what
there's
that
a lot
means
of people who believe that's not specific enough.
Arrest, prosecution, fines, prison. That is how they play the game. In the fog of vague rules and mysterious definitions, honest Americans are made vulnerable, forced into a maze of government bureaucracy and the hiring of lawyers to face the threat of consequences. When the law is a mystery, all that is left is fear. The president further declared that anyone, any lawful citizen who receives Social Security benefits and has their financial affairs managed by a family member or friend could be denied their constitutional right to buy a firearm and could be charged with a felony if they attempt to purchase one. Arrest, prosecution, fines, prison. Make no mistake, with an opportunity for the president to score political points and claim a cheap victory, this executive action is a bright red line that law-abiding gun owners should cross at their own peril. It's only a matter of time before he makes an example out of someone. And to do so, the president announced a federal gun force that will be four times the size of the special forces units he deployed against ISIS terrorists. Let me be clear. The NRA will fight this illegal overreach more aggressively than we have ever challenged anything. But it will take time. And while millions of peaceful, law-abiding gun owners tiptoe in fear of their government, the killers who terrorize our cities prey upon the innocent with no fear of repercussion whatsoever. Through a deliberate lack of prosecution, President Obama has made America a sanctuary nation for felons, criminal gangbangers, drug dealers, repeat offenders, and illegal aliens. Under the existing federal gun laws, he could take every felon with a gun, drug dealer with a gun, and criminal gangbanger with a gun off the streets tomorrow and lock them up for 5 years or more. But under his direction, federal gun prosecutions have dropped dramatically. And nowhere have criminals fared better than his hometown of Chicago. Criminals like Tyrese Bell, who despite being convicted 5 times in 6 years, including on a gun charge, was let out on probation, hopped into a taxi, and murdered the driver. Not even the president can believe that his executive actions would have anything to do with stopping that kind of savagery. Which is why his attack on peaceful gun owners, when he refuses to prosecute gun criminals, is Washington politics at its most cynical and dishonest.
Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day. So, all of us need to demand a Congress brave enough to stand up to the gun lobby's lies.
The American people know a liar when they see one.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. The crude and disgusting video sparked outrage throughout the Muslim world. There's no video that justifies an attack on an embassy.
Our goal has been first to contain, and we have contained them.
If the president really wanted to make Americans safer, he'd pick up the phone and tell his Justice Department to flip Chicago upside down until every criminal with a gun, criminal gangbanger with a gun, and drug dealer with a gun is arrested, prosecuted, and imprisoned to the fullest extent of the law. That would make a difference. That would save lives. But he's had 7 long years to issue that order, and he has failed. And that is why Americans don't trust the president. Because he has proven time and time again to be unworthy of our trust. As the political class proves more and more dishonest, the NRA only grows stronger. We know that the president would ban every gun and bullet in America and effectively turn us into Australia.
Other countries, in response to one mass shooting, have been able to craft laws that almost eliminate mass shootings. Friends of ours, allies of ours, Great Britain, Australia, countries like ours.
And we know that if Hillary Clinton is elected, she will make sure that happens.
I will stand up to the gun lobby.
So the president's calculation's clear. Destroy the NRA before the election, so Hillary can destroy the Second Amendment after it. That is why we won't get suckered into any of Obama's fixed fights.
There's a reason why the NRA is not here. They're just down the street.
You're saying you would welcome to meet with the NRA?
I'm going to stop that right there. Because Obama claims he wants to meet with the NRA, and we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from this break, what I want to do is I want to play Wayne LaPierre's response. It will only take about 30 to 40 seconds. And I want you to hear the challenge that Wayne LaPierre issues to the President of the United States. And we'll talk about it with Alan Gottlieb when we come back. Very powerful message, one that is long overdue, and one that millions of Americans have been awaiting from the National Rifle Association. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll be right back with Alan Gottlieb. Powerful show. Don't miss it.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by AmeriPAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Continuing with the final 45 or 1 minute, 45 seconds or 1 minute of the audio of the National Rifle Association. I hated to have to stop that, but I didn't want it to run into the break. Very important. We are at the point right now where Barack Obama was asked by Anderson Cooper if he would be willing to meet the NRA, and he's giving a typical windbag answer. Yeah, well, it's got to be on an open, honest forum, as if he's capable of that. And blowing a bunch of smoke and mirrors, and here's the response. Take a listen.
Anderson, I've said this repeatedly. I'm happy to meet with him. I'm happy to talk to him. But the conversation has to be based on facts and truth.
Mr. President, pre-screen questions that lead to your long-winded answers are anything but an honest dialogue. But I'll tell you what. I'll meet you for a one-on-one, one-hour debate with a mutually agreed-upon moderator on any network that will take it. No pre-screen questions and no gas bag answers. Americans will judge for themselves who they trust and believe on this issue, you or the NRA. Let's see if you're game for a fair debate. It's your chance to show the American people you're not afraid to meet the NRA on neutral ground.
All right. Powerful message. Let's go right to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, I know you've been on for the previous segment listening to that, and I'm glad you were able to make it. Thank you very much for being here, sir. Of course, if I'm talking to the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, what do you think of that, Alan? Let's discuss that.
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think Wayne hit a home run. I think it lays out exactly what the problems with the Obama administration have been, from the enforcement of current laws or the non-enforcement of current laws, to the claims he's making of what his executive actions would do when they won't. It's absolutely perfect. And I'll tell you, if Wayne were able to debate Obama, he'd beat the pants off of him. The problem is Obama isn't going to debate Wayne one-on-one. This is not going to happen, even though he's down the street, so to speak, in the White House, not very far away. He's going to run in the – he's now going to run and duck and hide. This is going to be really interesting. I don't think any of us expect Obama to accept this challenge. But it really shows just exactly how pathetic this White House is.
I think we can really get in the muck with this one. I'll tell you what I mean. I love your answer to that. I love the excitement when I heard you say you thought it was great. I did, too. When I first heard it, I was cheering for it, because a lot of Americans, a lot of gun owners, not just NRA members, of which I am and have been for many, many, many years, were cheering this. But many of us felt that the response from the National Rifle Association was long overdue. You would agree with me that it seems they've been silent during this incredible blitzkrieg from the left, wouldn't you? It seems that way.
Yeah, I feel the same frustration that many of us feel, I guess, about that. But a great response later is better than no response or a bad response earlier. And so I'm taking my hat off to them, and I think it's just fantastic. It helps us all out. It puts us all on the offensive. I think it's great. You know, I know where Wayne's coming from on all this, and I'm really proud of him.
Now, you know Wayne personally. You've known Wayne personally for many, many years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, from way, way back when. And, this is just fantastic. I'm really glad. I wish every gun group would get off the dime immediately and not allow the other side to spread their propaganda unanswered. But at this point, it's answered as well or better than anybody could have done. And so I'm grateful.
Do you think that this response, and I've watched like you have, I've watched the National Rifle Association for decades now and been a member for, golly, I've lost track how many years. However, do you think that this was calculated, that the response was calculated, but the timing, do you think they waited this out as long as they could? And obviously in terrible frustration as they heard the attacks against not only them, but it seems to me that the timing of this was perfect. And in retrospect, of course, hindsight is always crystal clear, high definition vision, as you know, but it seems that the National Rifle Association really did pick the timing on this perfectly that it was worth the wait. Your thoughts?
Well, that's very fortuitous. There's no doubt that Obama's town hall, or so-called town hall, on CNN, and then his attacks on NRA, which, by the way, is exactly opposite of what he did. He said his union message talking about how he'd be civil when he's not civil. I mean, all that played into this because it allowed more sound bites with Obama's own voice to show how, you know, disrespectful he can be to people, and at the same time how, you know, he's not accurate in what he says, or he I guess I'm not going to put it, sugarcoat it, how he lies to the American public.
Oh, yeah, there's no sugarcoating it. We've been calling him a liar on this program for years, and there's no doubt most Americans see right through the smoke and mirrors. No question about it. Yeah, I thought it was outstanding. I thought Wayne LaPierre did a beautiful job on this. I can't wait to shake his hand. Hopefully I have an opportunity to run into him next week.
The proof how good a job he did is how silent our opponents are about his NRA's response. You notice they don't even want to touch it. They don't want to comment on it because they can't. They're boxed in, and they know it.
Well, this really does put Barack Obama on the defensive. Here he's been running his mouth. The National Rifle Association has been seen to be quiet on it, and he feels that he had some latitude and he could continue to run his mouth. Now he's been called out, and he's been called out publicly. You know, every network in the country would like to get a piece of this. Clearly, they're going to ask questions of the White House and the administration. It'll be interesting to see what they say, because if they duck and cover, like you said, it's going to make them look weak. Here's a president that's been bashing this organization for 7 years, in particular the last four, and in particular the last year, even heavier than before. And now they're calling him out. You don't want to respond to this? It really does put them on their heels. Do you think there's a slight possibility that Obama might take this up at all, of course, this being the waning year of his presidency?
Definitely not. But what I also liked about Wayne's response was he tied it to Hillary Clinton very, very well, and how Hillary Clinton, if she's elected president to follow Obama, would double down on the Obama anti-gun rights agenda.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. I applaud them, and hats off to Wayne LaPierre. Like I said, I hope I have an opportunity to run into him. I have had an opportunity to talk with Wayne and shake his paw at previous SHOT shows dating back many years, and I hope to goodness that I have the opportunity to shake his hand on this when he will be in high demand, and we'll wait and see. And if not now, you know, next week, maybe in May at the National Rifle Association meetings, which no doubt will be record-setting. Alan, just a quick prediction. You've been to the NRA conventions for years. You saw how big the last one was over the one before. Care to make a prediction on what we're going to see in Louisville? It's going to be big, isn't it?
I bet it's a record. I bet it's an all-new record. There's no doubt that gun owners are energized and active right now. The attacks on us, the other side doesn't realize that, you know, when they do some of this lip service stuff for their base, they don't realize what it really does is it turns out our base. Gun owners now know that you know, the guns are trained on them by this administration, and that Hillary Clinton would be even worse. And there's no doubt that our people are excited and out there and working, and I've seen it all across the country. And it really not only pumps my energy levels up a whole lot, but it makes me feel really good to know that, you know, our army is out there. It's great.
Yeah, it is. I see it with my own eyes. I've spoken to some of the groups before from Arizona and met them from all over the country, and it is energizing right now. You can feel it. It's palpable. And I think the other side is going to realize, as we've been saying on Armed American Radio, both this program and Armed American Radio's Monster Show on the weekends, please run on a gun control agenda. And while you're at it, mix in a little bit of Obamacare. That makes for a great recipe. I'm Mark Walters. When we come back, we're going to talk with Alan Gottlieb about what's been going on the left.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How are you today? Progressives. Progressives. How's it to admit to law? Yes, I'm a good progressive. Think about that. I'm a progressive. I seek change in everything I do because nothing is ever good enough. I've got to change everything. This comes out of Obama's mouth every time you hear him talk. It's always change. Everything has to be changed. We have to change things. I guess if you're progressive, and that would mean then that you hate the tradition, you hate traditional America because you feel it has to be changed. Everything is change. Well, the gun banners are emboldened right now, or at least they feel that way. These people are in for a rude awakening. They've believed their own media hype. Let me go to Alan Gottlieb out at the Second Amendment Foundation, beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Alan, Washington State. Wow, a lot has happened down there over the last couple of years. And now we've got this crazy bill. And unfortunately, I'm a little concerned about it because what we saw happen with the quote-unquote background check bill, 594 and so forth out there. But the Washington State Legislature has convened for a 60-day session, and the anti-gunners are wasting no time introducing bills that supposedly address gun violence. This according to Progressive Today. And it says, and I continue, in which they sort of admit that their universal background check ballot initiative has failed to prevent such gun violence. In quotes, Jim Mueller's HB 2354 would ban so-called assault weapons, in which nearly every modern firearm is defined as an assault weapon. So they say assault weapon means a semi-automatic rifle that has the capacity to accept a detachable magazine and has one or more of the following, and then they go into that whole bogus thing. A shroud attached capacity to accept a detachable magazine at any location outside the pistol grip, and on and on and on. What gives in Washington State?
Well, just because the bill's introduced doesn't mean it's going to pass, and I believe we'll defeat this bill handily. But my concern is there are four anti-gun bills that are also introduced that are up for hearings next week on Thursday, January 21st. And we need gun owners in Washington State to show up at the House Judiciary Committee hearings in Olympia, Washington, at those hearings and let the legislators know they don't want those bills to get out of committee and sign in on a sign-in sheet saying, no, we oppose these bills. So it's really important Thursday, the 21st of January next week, to be in Olympia, Washington, the House Judiciary Committee meeting hearings and sign in against these pieces of legislation. They're bringing them out trying to be as quiet about it as they can. And I'm more concerned about some of these bills. There's a bill that would make you lock up your firearms so you couldn't use them for self-defense. There's bills there that would get rid of state preemptions so cities like Seattle can run wild and pass local gun control laws. There's ones on dealing with mental health that really are so broad that they would take away guns from lots of legitimate people that don't have mental health issues. It goes on and on. So it's really important for your listeners in Washington State to show up at the state capitol next Thursday, the 21st. It's going to be at 1:30 in the afternoon for the hearings. So we got plenty of time to get there all morning, but be there at 1:30 next Thursday, the 21st of January.
Okay, this is not unusual to see bills like this, as you said. If you live in a blue state, or if you just follow this program or the news, you know we talk about some of these dopey laws. I think the craziest one I've ever seen was by, and I forget her name. Of course, she was a Democrat down in Jacksonville, Duval County, a number of years ago, who actually submitted a bill that would require you, Alan, I'm sure you remember this, to take anger management classes and get a certification that you passed them in order to buy ammunition.
Yeah, I mean, any roadblock they can throw up in our way, they try to do. And there's no two ways about it. And this is next week, by the way, is not just a critical week in Washington State, but it's a critical week in lots of states where the legislatures have reconvened and are now in session. So even if you don't live in Washington, please get active and engaged in the legislative battles and show up at your state legislatures and help the people with the grassroots lobbyists that are there that testify to make sure these bills go down in defeat.
Yeah, the best thing that you can do, as Alan just mentioned, this is the legislative season, is to make sure that you get out there with your grassroots organizations. For example, my favorite organization here in Georgia is, of course, GeorgiaCarry.org, Virginia Citizens Defense League, Buckeye Firearms Association, any of the state pistol and rifle associations, New York, Kansas, Iowa, Illinois State Rifle, Pistol and Rifle Association. Out in California, Cal Guns, you've got Gokra up in Minnesota, of course, Oregon Firearms Federation, and on and on and on. Look up those organizations. If you have any questions about where to go as a gun owner and how you need to get involved or how you can get involved and don't know where to turn, I'm just an email click away. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Hit me up by my email personally, and I will personally put you in the right direction. This is a critical time now as the left, as the un-American gun grabbers now shift their attention from the institutional federal-level gun control effort and push back to the states. Alan, I know there's people out there thinking who might not understand the legislative process. In the ballot initiative states, could something like this wacko bill be put on a ballot initiative?
Yes, most definitely. But it would take then taking the piece of legislation and writing this initiative and getting signatures and qualifying it to the ballot. Excuse me there. But yes, it could. And I think probably in some of these states, we might see this where Bloomberg put some money behind it to go buy the signatures to qualify it for a ballot, like he's done in several states already, Washington, Maine, Nevada. I'm concerned about that because we don't have the money, the billions of dollars to fight this on ballot measures all across the states. Particularly, we want to spend our legislative or our political money against candidates and knock out the Hillary Clintons of the world.
Yeah, it is an uphill battle, and I don't want people to think when they hear me say that gun control at the institutional level, meaning to me, my own descriptive term, at the federal level, in the halls of Congress. While I believe, while that's over for the time being, the battle has shifted to the states. That's very important. Alan, I know, you know, when it moves to the states, they can fly under the radar here. A lot of people in Georgia don't have a clue what's going on in Washington before it's too late, until it moves to them, or what's getting ready to happen in Nevada and hence Arizona. These are very pro-gun states, and most people don't have their heads in what's going on in these other states. That makes it all that much more dangerous, doesn't it?
It does, and of course, in Georgia, you also have an assault and ban bill that's been introduced there as well. It's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of these bills, they introduce them in 1 year and when it's considered extreme and radical. But after it gets introduced year after year, it becomes something that, oh, well, let's consider it. So we got to kill these things and make sure they're nailed dead.
Yeah, and it's very important. If you live in a blue state, if your state legislators are Democrat majority, if you have a Democrat governor, you need to be paying extra careful attention to this, because Bloomberg is down their throat. Bloomberg is talking to these Democrats. He's got a lot of money on the table, and money in politics, you're smart enough to figure out how this equation works. So vital that you get active, vital that you stay involved. Don't sit here and think, oh, it's no hope for me. I've got a Democrat governor. We've got super majorities. We're a blue state. They're going to get whatever they want. I remember apologizing for things that I said about Illinois several years ago. Oh, Illinois, if you get concealed, you're never going to get it. Move. Just get out. I've apologized for that and eaten my words. Concealed carry passed in Illinois because of the will of the people, regardless of the political makeup. So, Alan, it actually can be done, but it is difficult, and it requires us to be on the top of our game, right?
That's correct. Of course, in Illinois, it happened because the Second Amendment Foundation's lawsuit that threw out the ban on concealed carry in Illinois and forced them to pass a law. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to go to court as well. It's a two-edged sword. You got to do the legislative side and the legal side, too.
We also need to be a little bit concerned, because the Supreme Court has not shown the willingness as of late to tackle any Second Amendment case. What does that mean?
Well, it means we've got to keep knocking on the door and force a case before that court. You know, in fairness, when they don't take a Second Amendment case, they don't say why. It could be because we don't have the votes to win it, and it could be because there's a conflict or there's other things going on in other circuits and they're waiting. You just got to keep pushing it. They can only take a very small percentage of cases that ever get petitioned to the Supreme Court to hear it in a session. So you just got to keep bringing them up over and over again, and that's what we're doing at the Second Amendment Foundation. It's winning firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time, and it takes time and it takes money.
SAF.org, SAF.org. We're going to wrap up this show, this hour, with Alan Gottlieb right after this. Don't go away. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, wrapping up this hour with great Alan Gottlieb, good friend of mine and a good friend of yours from the Second Amendment Foundation in Bellevue, Washington. You can visit them and join them at saf.org. And I see the emails from those of you who are kind enough to tell me that you joined not only the Second Amendment Foundation, but others as well. Many of you have sent me emails saying, man, I finally did it. I got tired of hearing you tell me I needed to do something. You made me feel bad. I don't want to make you feel bad. I just want you to get active. But those of you who have sent me, I've gotten emails from those of you who have said you've joined the National Rifle Association, the GOA, the Second Amendment Foundation. You've donated to the CCRKBA, and you've joined the USCCA all in one fell swoop. And congratulations to you for doing that. This is the time we need your assistance. And by the way, $5 sometimes is all the donation it takes, whatever you can afford. I know times are tight in Obama's economy, believe me. And I know personally what it feels like to be down to my last 50 bones, so I feel you. All right, let's go over to Chicago real fast. As of today, 126 shooting victims in Chicago, on pace to blow out last year's numbers. 126 shootings. I want you to take a listen to this report. Alan, does that number, first of all, surprise you in Chicago 14 days into the month in Chicago?
No, not based on what we've seen last year, the year before that, and the breakdown in the whole police department now in Chicago, and under an incompetent mayor. No, this doesn't surprise me at all. And quite frankly, if I lived in Chicago, I would wish that there were gun stores in my city and to buy firearms at, and gun ranges where I could go train and have some firearm safety training. Because Chicago basically has zoning ordinances that don't allow gun shops to be there or gun ranges to be there. So if you want live in Chicago and you want to own a firearm to protect yourself, which you can now do thanks to a Second Amendment Foundation suit,
that's right,
you have to leave Chicago to go someplace else in the city of Illinois to buy your firearm.
Yeah, it is crazy in Chicago. And it's, believe me, this is an ongoing battle. And you're listening to Alan Gottlieb, whose Second Amendment Foundation did pave the way and won those battles. And I've seen those checks from Chicago.
Yeah, Mark, you know, we also have more suits in Chicago. We have two other suits in Chicago, one challenging their law that doesn't allow gun ranges. We already won that in court. They put a new law in that's so restrictive you still can't have gun ranges. We're challenging that in court. And we're also challenging their zoning ordinances not allowing gun stores in the city as well. So we have two more major court cases against Chicago that I'm sure we're going to win as time goes on.
No doubt, because you've won the previous. What they're doing is they're playing games with taxpayer dollars. And in a micro level in Chicago, what you're seeing is what Obama wants at the macro level. And that is this throwing up this roadblock in the way of you, law-abiding citizens, from being able to purchase a gun to defend yourself. If you've ever needed any more proof about the Obama agenda, look no further than his quote-unquote adoptive hometown that he doesn't spend any money on, taxpayer money on, going to visit. He always goes to Hawaii. But I digress. Let me go back to Chicago. And the reason I wanted to touch this one with you, Alan, is because of you and the Second Amendment Foundation and all of the Second Amendment Foundation supporters. This story can be read on the radio. Clerk with concealed gun permit shoots two robbers at cell phone store. And here's what he says without going into too much detail. The employee shot both of the suspects, but they fled the store, got in a car, and drove themselves to the hospital. At the time the suspects brandished weapons, employees acted pretty much, quote, to protect themselves when guns are drawn at them, Tadros said. Now, the two men drew handguns, Alan, when they walked into the cell phone store on East 95th in the Calumet Heights neighborhood about sometime before noon. The worker then pulled his own pistol and shot both of them, according to that account. Here's the quote from the store clerk. Thank God for concealed carry. And what he should have said was, thank God for concealed carry and thank God for the Second Amendment Foundation. Because of how does that make you feel to know that the suit that you were so involved in and brought against the city resulted in that man being able to defend his life like that and his employees and his patrons?
I'll tell you, every time I get up in the morning and see a story like that out of Chicago or the state of Illinois, it just makes me proud of everything that I do every day and my staff and our attorneys. It's touching real people and saving people's lives. And it puts more than just a smile on my face. It warms my heart and it makes my existence. It makes everything I do justified, and I just really love it. And of course, quite frankly, if President Obama really cared about the Second Amendment, it would be his Justice Department that would be suing Illinois and Chicago and other states and cities that infringe on Second Amendment rights, which obviously are a constitutional and civil right of Americans, but they don't do that. Organizations like ours have to do it because the Obama administration ignores the Second Amendment.
It's upside-down world. In progressive land, it really is. Everything that we thought about traditional America to progressive land is backwards. I want to read something from just the beginning, just the first paragraph of this, because I know it will make you feel good. An employee at a far south side cell phone retailer shot two would-be robbers late Wednesday morning, at least the second time in a week. A worker has shot two robbery suspects at a Chicago business. Now, congratulations is all I'm going to say there. It's interesting to note, too, that the store had a no concealed weapons allowed on the property sign, Alan.
Yeah, I know. I love the fact that our lawsuits have helped empower millions of people across the United States now to be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And, it's really just really great and really gratifying. And I love every time somebody does this and exercises their rights, stops a crime from happening and saves lives. It's just so rewarding. There's really no way I can express it in words.
Let's move quickly to Texas in the essence of time. Kind of backtrack just a tad bit. Open carry in Texas is now legal as of January 1st. My philosophy is that open carry is not the greatest tactical way to carry your firearm. I believe concealed carry is much better. We've discussed it, and I don't want to beat that dead horse right now. We don't have time. However, I do openly carry my firearms, in large part because of what I do for a living and because the attacks we're under. I'm very proud to exercise my Second Amendment rights, and I do put my firearm where my mouth is. Having said that, open carry tactics may be backfiring onto concealed carriers in Texas. Alan, the progressive left, the un-Americans, have been successful in about six or seven locations in having Texans exercise their right, personal property, private property rights, to put up that .30-07 sign that says no open carry. And while they've done that, some of them have then grabbed the concealed carry sign that they hadn't had up previously. Could it be backfiring out there, some of that open carry stunt that happened about a year ago with the goofballs and the rifles and the ARs and the Starbucks and so forth?
Yeah, you know, I'm all for responsible open carry. The problem is some of our people don't always responsibly open carry. They do it more as in your face to make a political statement than to have the firearm for legitimate purpose of self-defense or, you know, or sporting purposes. And then when they do it, you know, you make people feel uncomfortable in pushing your issue. The people that feel uncomfortable tend not to support your position, and they tend to support our opponents. And so sometimes it can backfire, and I just urge our people to open carry responsibly.
Yeah, we're talking specifically about the photograph of the two goofballs, as Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com so tactfully said, the two slovenly slobs, both of them crummy dressed, and one of them with an AR-15, with an AK-47, I believe, at the low ready position with his left hand on the foregrip and his right hand outside the trigger guard. I mean, just absolute dopey stuff with their rifles that really set back the open carry Texas movement. But it has prevailed. Open carry is the law of the land, and whether Shannon Watts likes it or not, Texans can openly carry their firearms. So as Alan said, carry openly, responsibly. Put the rifles away. Leave them for another time. Openly carry your handguns and be a safe and responsible open carrier. Hey, Alan, thank you very much for being here. Now, I hope we still have you for the Sunday Monster broadcast, right?
Yes, you do.
Excellent.
I'll be on
very
the road,
good.
but you have me.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to having you back on Armed American Radio on Sunday. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue and wrap up the week tomorrow. I'm Mark Walters. Thanks to Alan Gottlieb, SAF.org, to get involved. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you tomorrow on this program and on the Sunday Monster Show. Then next week we'll be broadcasting live from the SHOT Show. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1of4guns.com.